This is KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Violinist Angioma Grievigas will be performing music by Mozart, Beethoven, and Coleridge Taylor Perkinson on the Classical Music Inside Out series at Mesa Arts Center, Wednesday evening, November 13th at 7:30. Angioma is on the phone from New York. Welcome.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to being in Mesa and performing for the wonderful audience there.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you here. You're a very busy musician performing across the country in solo performances with the Abeo Quartet and being a member of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. So how did you get started playing the violin, and talk about your progression to this point where it seems like your career is really taking off?
I have two older siblings, and my mom really encouraged us to have musical training as a part of our education growing up. So all of us started on the piano. Eventually, my sister began the violin. My mom at that time found this incredible string training program called Project Step in Boston. And then eventually my brother and I also auditioned. And this program is so wonderful because they provide financial support, mentorship, instrument loans to young Black and Latino students in the Boston area who want to play string instruments. And this was so fundamental for me growing up and being surrounded by friends and colleagues and teachers and mentors who looked like me in classical music. So from there, alongside Project Step, I was a part of the NEC, New England Conservatory Preparatory School in Boston. I also did the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra until graduating high school. After that, I went to Juilliard for my bachelor's degree, studying with Ronald Copes. And then my quartet after Juilliard, we attended the University of Delaware as the inaugural string quartet fellows at the University of Delaware, where we studied with the Calidore String Quartet. I have so many people, so many institutions, and a lot of hard work to thank for where I am now. And I'm so grateful to have this career in music where I get to travel around, perform in different venues, meet so many different people, people who might not have access to classical music as easily, people who are new to classical music, and just the chance to perform music that I love with people that I love. So it's been a long, long journey. Definitely so much more to go, so much more to learn. And it's just been an exciting, especially the past couple of years since I won the Sphinx competition in 2023 in Detroit. So much has happened since.
So much has happened. Concert Artist Guild also in 2023, the Avery Fisher Career Grant in 2024. And then you'll be the inaugural artist in residence with the Chicago Philharmonic. So a whole lot of activities going on. How did your association with the Sphinx organization begin? Was it in conjunction with a group that you were with in Boston?
Yes, the Sphinx organization has been around since the early 2000s. And Aaron Dworkin and Afa Dworkin, his wife, they are pioneers in the work for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the arts. So Project Step, the program that I grew up in Boston, is sort of a microcosm of Sphinx in the Boston area. So they had the same exact goals. In Project Step, the older students apply to Sphinx, go to the summer programs that Sphinx held, and also entering the competition and even winning the competition, that was very inspirational to me. I never had the courage really to audition for the competition until I was 23. And that experience for me was so transformational. I remember entering the competition, not with necessarily the intent to win it, but I knew that I wanted to be at least in the finals, because being in the finals of the Sphinx competition means that you get to perform with the incredible Sphinx Symphony Orchestra. And that was really my main goal, was to play the Coleridge Taylor Violin Concerto with this orchestra, and specifically with this orchestra because it's made up of Black and Brown musicians, and musicians that I've known for a very long time, including one of my first violin teachers ever, Mariana Green Hill, who I met at Project Step. So Sphinx was really a full circle moment for me. I looked up to so many musicians who have gone through their programs, and what Sphinx offers their musicians is just incredible, from financial support and taking auditions, summer programs, mentoring programs, They have an amazing program for arts leadership called Sphinx Lead, and also an instrument loan program. So they just have so much to offer, and I'm just so grateful that I became a part of La Familia.
Tell us about your trip to Mesa. Is this part of a tour that you're giving, or is this kind of a one-shot? I know I talked with Zuhal Bailey a little while ago, and he heard you and was just so impressed that he said, I have to bring her to Classical Music Inside Out.
Yes. Oh, I remember Zuhal very well from the Sphinx competition panel. You know, obviously, we didn't get to speak until afterwards, but I remember just being starstruck that he was even on the panel, and I had the honor of being able to play for him. So it was even more of an honor to be invited to perform in Mesa. So thank you so much, Zuhal. I'm so excited to be coming to Mesa. It'll be my second time in Arizona overall. And in addition to the performance on the 13th at 7:30 p.m., I'll also be doing several community engagement events, and I'm super excited to be visiting some middle schools like the Keno Middle School, also the Highland Arts Elementary Orchestra, and it'll just be a wonderful chance for me to connect with the audience, and that's something that I really value whenever I go to different cities and areas in the country and around the world, is just being able to connect with the people in the area, people who might not be able to get out to listen to classical music. I'll also be visiting the Astor Aging downtown, and also just being able to connect with students. It'll just be fun to answer any questions they have, as well as do perhaps some side-by-side work, sitting as a stand partner to a couple of the students, giving pointers, and also just being able to perform and take questions. Really excited for that.
Let's talk about the concert, though, for a little bit. You've got Mozart and Beethoven. You start off with this terrific piece by Coleridge Taylor Perkinson called Blues Forms.
Yeah, this is a wonderful piece, very virtuosic, that blends the virtuosity that you find in Paganini and Isai with the amazing music of blues and jazz. So this is a really fun piece to play. I've worked on it for a little bit, and it's kind of a nice opener to this very sort of eclectic program.
And then you bring a pianist in for the next two pieces by Mozart and by Beethoven. Tell us about the pianist and your connection with this person.
Andrew Goodridge is a longtime friend of my family's. I think I've known him since I was about 8 years old, something like that, maybe even younger. He taught theory and also accompanied many of the students in Project STEP, as well as in the NEC, New England Conservatory Prep School program. So we've had such a long history together, and it's really fun to come full circle and be able to play around the country with him. We'll be playing the Mozart Sonata K304 in E minor. This is a beautiful piece that Mozart had written shortly after his mother passed away. And we've had this piece in our program for quite some time since I graduated from the University of Delaware in 2023.
And then the second half of the program is something big and boisterous and very impressive, the Beethoven Kreutzer Sonata. With all of the everything that you do, with all of the activities with Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and with the quartet, how do you have time to learn the Kreutzer, much less keep it under your fingers?
Well, I think the love and the drive for wanting to do all of these things keeps everything possible for me. I couldn't imagine a life in music without any of the three disciplines, if you will, that I do, solo, chamber, and orchestra. All of those things mutually benefit each other. So for me, learning the Kreutzer was just another part of my musical life. And it's been so fun to get to know this piece, and specifically to understand the history of the piece. It is only beginning to be understood by a lot more people. Beethoven originally wrote the piece for a mixed-race virtuoso violinist of that period named George Holgreen Bridgetower. He was an amazing violinist. Beethoven was so in love with his playing, and he wanted to write this piece for Bridgetower. Unfortunately, the story goes that the two of them got into some sort of fight, and over perhaps Bridgetower said something that Beethoven didn't like. It's a little bit unclear exactly what happened. But whatever it was that Buchtauer said set Beethoven off, and the dedication of Sonata Number 9 as the Buchtauer Sonata was taken away. It was erased. And instead, Beethoven dedicated the piece to another violinist at the time, Kreutzer, who actually deemed the piece unplayable and never performed it. So that's something very intriguing about this piece. There's a lot more to this story, and I would like to encourage anyone who's coming to the concert or is just listening to this interview now to read the book Sonata Melodica by former U.S. Poet Laureate Rita Dove. This book really dives into the story of Beethoven in Buchtauer, the different characters and relations that make up this story. That aside, this piece is so fun to play. It's full of so many different characters, so many different highs and lows. Beethoven even begins the piece with something super unconventional, which is the violin alone, playing four of the most difficult chords in history. And it's just a lot of fun, and I hope that you'll come out to hear it.
Indeed. Well, we're glad to have you coming to Mesa in Geoma. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Greg. Really looking forward.
Violinist Njoma Grievous will be in concert Wednesday evening, November 13th at Mesa Arts Center. It's part of the Classical Music Inside Out series. Tickets and more information about the series are at mesaartscenter.com/CMIO. For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.